What do you enjoy most about doing the podcast?
Aggravating you girls.
She does do that. She likes that, huh?
I think that's a really solid answer.
I like
think
receiving
we all like
it. Uh-huh.
I'm Joyce Meyer, and I believe that God can heal you everywhere you hurt.
Hey, everyone. I am so glad you're joining us today on Enjoying Everyday Life. I know you're going to really enjoy this program because today we are answering some of your questions. No topic is off limits during this special discussion from a Talk It Out podcast. Now, Joyce will be sharing her heart with you along with Aaron Cluley and me, and we're going to be weighing in on everything from our most embarrassing moments to how to deepen your Bible study and make your time with God more meaningful. Some hard questions, some fun questions, and hopefully you'll find answers to some of the questions you have. So here we go. We are here with Joyce and Aaron, and we are going to answer anything. So what we did, we just threw it out there on social media. Ask us anything.
Ask us anything.
And you guys
and Aaron's
came through.
Gonna answer them all.
That's what you said.
Yeah, Joyce said.
We're
just going to give these to Aaron.
All right, everybody get ready. Let's cozy up on the couch.
Because they always make me answer everything. So.
You're just so good, though.
Before we jump into the questions,
yes.
You guys were just talking before we got started, and Joyce did a speaking engagement last weekend.
Now you're going to tell on me.
I am, because it's so cute. I just think it's the cutest thing ever. And we often, because I don't go to the speaking engagements all the time when she goes. And so I said, hey, I heard it was really good. And what did you say, Joyce?
I said it was one of my greatest teachings on pride.
She said it was really good. I think it was one of my best ever. And then she just starts laughing and she said, and it was on pride and humility.
I like the balance in those two.
Yeah. That's
confidence.
It was just very
so
fun.
It sounded a little different than what I meant it, but I meant it with a very humble heart. How's that?
Humbly, I'm fantastic.
Yeah, humbly, I'm fantastic.
She's going to title this teaching this.
I love it.
The best teaching ever on humility.
Let's answer questions.
Okay. All right. Let's start with a rapid fire round.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
I'm ready.
Quick questions, quick answers, because we're going to try to get through a lot of them today, but not as quick as these first ones. Mm-hmm. What's your coffee order, Joyce?
Well, I make my coffee at home. I only like a Nespresso pot. I'm a coffee snob, and I have got it just the way I like it. I don't like coffee that's super, super strong, so it's hard for me to get it out because a lot of times it's too strong.
All right. Aaron?
Do you use heavy cream?
No, getting deep on the rapid-fire questions.
I just really love coffee.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. It's important.
Yes.
Because I think I learned that from you.
2 teaspoons of heavy cream.
Okay. I heard that Joyce did that, so I thought I'd try it at home. So I love just regular coffee with heavy cream in there, and it's just delightful.
Is
or
it
a
more
latte.
Than 2 teaspoons, though?
Oh, yes. I'm going to go 2 tablespoons.
So here's my secret. So I don't like coffee. I wish I did, but I don't.
Yeah.
So I get hot chocolate.
Oh, yes.
And
skinny
hot chocolate.
To balance it out, for some reason, I think this makes a difference, I get hot chocolate with no whipped cream.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, totally.
Because all that sugar somehow, I think, is balanced out by not putting whipped cream on it.
It sucks it out.
Anyway, yeah. And I'm a hot chocolate snob, too, because all hot chocolates are not equal.
No,
you
not.
Are.
Okay,
well,
next
all coffee is definitely not
Mm-mm,
equal.
That's true.
What do you enjoy most about doing the podcast?
Aggravating you girls.
She does do that. She likes that, huh?
I think that's a really solid answer.
I like
think
receiving
we all like,
it. Uh-huh.
We all like that for each other.
Yeah,
we do.
We just have fun, and I like to aggravate you. Yeah. I mean, I love to help the people and answer the questions, but it's just a relaxed atmosphere, and it's just good.
Good.
Yeah. Feels like real life, just to get to enjoy community with friends and encourage each other.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
I think that's really great. I think it is being able to talk about important, deep, spiritual, biblical things in a really fun way.
Yeah.
That it's okay as Christians to laugh and be honest and vulnerable. So
I think God has a very good sense of humor, and we just see him as very rigid and stern and rule-oriented. And I believe that he has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, he's fun.
The other day I was at the kitchen sink and I was praying about something and something funny came to my mind. You know how God does that? And I, out loud, I just laughed and I said, oh God, you are funny. And Tim walks in behind me and he goes, who are you talking to? So I was just telling God he's funny. Anyway, okay, when you were little, what did you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, I love this one. I wanted to be Joyce Meyer.
Oh, no, you did not.
Have I ever told you that?
No.
Yes, this is a good way to
now,
start.
Now, wait
this
a minute.
Day.
Now you're telling how old I am and how young you are.
Oh, I was a wee child.
You were little when I was an adult?
Well, I'm not sure how to answer that. Yes. I grew up listening to you. My parents did. And so I thought, she's so great and she loves
wait,
Jesus.
Wait, your parents grew up listening to her?
Oh, I'm sorry. That sounds weird. No, I was growing up and my parents were listening to her.
Okay, yes, good.
Thought she's a cool lady. I'd like to be like her when I grow
up. Well, that's a compliment.
That's very nice.
That's really nice. You know, because I was in a situation of being sexually abused by my dad, mm-hmm. I pretty much every day of my life was just survival. I didn't have any particular aspect to be anything except I do remember thinking, and I hope this doesn't sound prideful because I think God put it in my heart, I remember thinking, I am going to survive this, and someday I'm going to do something great.
Mm. Oh, a lot of that's people amazing. Can relate to that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure.
I didn't know what it was, but I felt like, and God put that in my heart.
That's pretty good.
I wanted to be everything. Yeah. I wanted to be the president. I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a surgeon. I wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to be everything.
Wasn't a cowgirl in there?
So, oh, yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite one of all of them.
A cowgirl.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah, that was high on the list. Okay. Something that helps you stay organized.
People.
That's true.
That's
people
that's
that help
really
me.
Good.
People that help me.
People that you can
that's
count
good.
On.
Yeah.
And it's okay to ask for help.
Yes, it's okay to ask for help. The busier you are, I should say the more you produce in life. You know, there was a time in my life when I could organize myself. But then there came a time where I was just so busy putting out the word that I needed people to keep other things organized for me.
Yeah, that's a really good answer.
Yeah.
Like now they tell me, go here, go there.
Do you do it? Do you go where they?
Well, if it has to do with work.
Then we're back to that aggravating people thing that she enjoys.
I called Ginger the other day. You're going to get a kick out of this. And, well, this sounds terrible, but I either order food out or get somebody to cook it. And I had not used a can opener in a long time. I couldn't work my can opener. I had to call my daughter to my house to show me how to use the can opener. So I thought it was so funny. I called Ginger and I wanted to tell her that because she's a terrible cook. So I thought she would think that was good. And I said it was one of those can openers you had to open the can from the top.
Oh, those are hard.
They're hard.
Yeah.
But she said, well, if you didn't open it from the top, where else would you open it?
That's a really good point.
I said, if you're opening it from the bottom, it's just going to make a mess when you open it.
I laughed so hard.
Was it an electric kind? Or the kind
no,
you
No, it's a kind.
Oh, that's hard.
And I couldn't get it clamped on there.
No. You had to do it just right.
Well, between the two of us trying to cook a meal, we couldn't even open a can.
So I suggested her and I get together and cook a meal.
Yeah.
I said, let's do something really hard like chicken and dumplings and bake a pie.
Y'all would be so hungry.
We can bring in the TV cameras and do a cooking show.
I want to come watch.
It would be something. Okay, an embarrassing moment. Too hard to think of.
I block them out when they happen. So whenever anybody asks me this, I can't.
That's embarrassing. I just said that. No, that's good. Okay, I got one. We were overseas and we were in the Amazon jungle. There's this giant tree with these amazing long vines that hung from it. So everybody was taking turns doing like the Tarzan thing.
Yes.
Swinging from the vine. And there was even a loop to put your foot in. So it's supposed to be really easy. I took my turn and I got so tangled up in that vine. I turned upside down and I was basically swinging with my rear end, like up in the air. Everybody had to run and grab me and rescue me and stop me. It was very humiliating.
That's
my big Tarzan
good.
Moment was a disaster.
What a good story, though.
It was
worth it.
So then I just sat down in the little loop and swang like a 4-year-old. But
I guess my most embarrassing things have been once in a while on the platform, I'll say something, and I don't realize what I've said, and everybody just laughs their head off.
I can think of a few of those that I can't share.
Later.
I even said something one day, and I won't say what it was, but my son told me later, Mother, you cannot say that on the platform. And I said, well, why? He said, because it doesn't mean now what it meant when you were young growing up.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Oh, okay. Well, let's move on and do some of the other questions.
All right.
And again, like Joyce said, we won't spend a lot of time because most of these questions we could spend an entire episode on.
Yeah, right.
So, what makes you feel confident? I think this is encouraging to people.
Great question.
Yeah, what makes you feel confident?
I think that when I preach what I think is a really solid, good message that has really helped people, I always feel really good when I'm finished.
Mm. That's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
I think very unspiritually, a new outfit makes me feel confident. But then I agree with what you're saying to Joyce. When you're doing what you know God has called you to do and there's mm-hmm. that ease in it, that makes me feel confident too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you? You're a confident person by nature.
But everybody, you know, has ebbs and flows and things that you just feel stronger. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is being prepared. And I'm not one. I love spur of the moment things.
That's good. Yeah,
but there is something about
it helps me too.
I know I've done my due diligence. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm ready for this, and it does just give you the confidence that you
I have
prayed
to agree
about
with all
it.
Of this. I like the outfit. I like that.
Yeah.
Imagine when you put all three of those together.
Being prepared in a great new outfit,
and then doing a good job.
Exactly.
Yep. That's a good.
That's
day.
Really good. Okay.
Oh, that goes back to my embarrassing moment. Is usually, remember, I fall down when I wear those new outfits. When I
you
feel
fall
good.
Up the stairs?
When
you
I fall,
fall
up,
up
the
stairs.
Stairs. Yeah, that's embarrassing. But I looked cute, so what are you going to do?
What can a girl do when she looks so good?
I'm going to send you the teaching from Pride. Not that I think you need it, but.
But it was that good.
It was her best ever. Okay. This is a great place to start. Advice for Bible study.
Well, what I like to recommend is I think that reading the Bible anywhere is great, but I think that it's good for you to study in an area where you're having a problem or some area where you want to improve. It's like if you're having a problem with patience, look up every scripture you can find on patience. If you're having a problem with anger or jealousy or whatever, the Bible pretty much has the answer to every issue that you could possibly come up with.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I did a lot of that, especially in my growing up years. A lot of times now I read the Bible, but sometimes I get like, I'll start reading the Bible and then I get to something that like really perks my interest, and then I'm off on rabbit traps, tracks.
And that's okay, right?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, everybody.
It takes you deeper.
I don't think that there's a formula.
Yeah.
I don't think there's some specific amount that you have to read or do. I think we just need to love the Word and realize that it's our guidebook for life.
I think that's great. For me, I know when I started studying the Bible more regularly, I had to ask God to make it alive to me because I was having a really hard time sticking with it because I wasn't, it just felt like words. And I knew that's not true. So me asking God, show me something in this, make it real to me. And he did. And
yeah,
so not to say that every time I read it, it's this major revelation, but he shows up.
That's good.
Yeah. I think one of the things for me is consistency and not giving up.
Yeah.
Because some of those times, because I've studied the Bible literally since you know, I was quite young.
Mm-hmm.
And you have those times where you're like, wow, you know, I'm learning so much. And then you have other times you think, am I accomplishing anything?
Yeah. Right.
And it's realizing that you are always accomplishing something by spending time with God in His Word and not giving up because I haven't had any major revelation for a while.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so sticking with it because it will come back around to where something will blow your mind again and God will really speak to you in the midst of it.
Good.
One other thing I can say that I think is important for people to hear is don't read the Bible for quantity. Read it for quality.
Yeah.
Slow down.
That's good.
God would rather you read one verse 6, 7, 8 times think about each word and get something out of it than to read a whole chapter and not even know what you read when you got done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're very geared toward quantity.
Very much so.
Yeah. Okay.
How are we doing?
We're doing well.
Okay, great.
We've got some really interesting questions from people, too. Thank you for sending your questions in. Do you believe... I think this should be one that Aaron answers, because I remember a question that you asked on the podcast not too long ago, and then we'll have Joyce answer it for real.
I appreciate your honesty.
Do you believe that the more people that pray for someone's sickness to be healed, the better the chance of the healing for that person will be? So it's kind of like, do I have to play the odds? Do I, if I get more people, will it be more likely that someone will get healed?
I laughed not because of that question, but because I know what you're talking about. When Joyce, when I stumped her and I asked you about prayer, does it, God forget my prayers? I have to redo it again.
Yeah. Does it expire?
So I think that's a great question. I'm glad you asked.
I understand this question. I think it's really valuable because there is power in getting more people to pray.
It's an interesting thing too, I think, because motivation, I think, is a really big deal. Like, if you are trying to get all these people to pray because you think the numbers matter and that the more you add to it, you're going to get your answer the way that you want it, I don't think that's how God works. But joining with people in prayer and coming in agreement, there is power in that.
Yeah.
So I don't have an answer.
I think that's beautiful. Maybe we don't need Joyce to answer that one. That was very good. No, okay, Joyce,
I don't
go
think
ahead.
Like that.
I'm being that's crazy talk.
Well, I have an answer. I think it can go either way.
Hmm.
I think if some things I just pray about myself and don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
But then other things, if it concerns me a little bit, like I told you, I've got to get a dental procedure and they may have to take some skin off the roof of my mouth. Well, I am really just like not looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So I've asked several people to pray about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there is something that people can get in the trap of. I mean, the Bible says where two or more are gathered together.
Right.
You know, I'm there in the midst of them. But sometimes we think, if I could only get Joyce Meyer to pray about this, then I know it would be answered. And there's really something that God honors all of our prayers with
exactly.
your heart.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Okay. How do you find balance with work and play and all the things that need to get done? People talk about balance all the time, and it's a big question that a lot of people ask. But this is interesting, finding balance between work time and still enjoying life.
Well, I made myself sick several times before I found it. And now I just really kind of go by my heart. Some days I can sit and work on messages and study all day.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, the afternoon, I just didn't want to do it. It just...
Good for you.
I was trying. It just wasn't coming together. So I just stopped and did something more relaxing. So I think sometimes you have to be willing to listen to your own heart.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Because you can feel that sometimes.
Yeah, what do you need? What do I need?
Right.
You know? Do I need a nap? Do I need to, you know, I love quiet. And so that's something that I have to have. It's very relaxing for me. And I just decided that I'm going to get a bird feeder and I'm going to sit on my deck and watch the birds.
That's a great idea.
I give yourself permission to do that.
Yeah,
I think that's really important.
And somebody started telling me what a mess it was. And I said, you know, we'll deal with that.
Yeah. I have to really balance that because I, like the two of you, feel really productive or feel really good when I am being productive and producing something. So I have to remind myself, like, it is okay for me to not always do that. It's okay to sit down, or it's okay to play with my kids and not.
It's not only okay, it's vitally necessary.
Sure. Yeah. That's one of the big things I've learned is that I'm better.
Mm-hmm.
When I play, I'm more creative. When I play, I make memories. When I play, I make, of course, when the kids were little, you know, those, like you're talking about, those memories with your kids, and still doing that as adults. Adults need to play, and I think there's something that God kind of ordained in time that is not the expected, and He often really works through some of those things.
It took me a long time to learn to play because I didn't really have a child in me because of being abused in my childhood. I felt like I was always an adult.
Sure.
I was always having to keep the secret and be responsible for something. And
that's a lot of pressure.
Just this morning, I told my daughter, I said, in June, I have four adult children. I said, I want all of you kids and me, I want to go to the zoo.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I love that.
So we're going to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much fun we'll have at the zoo with David and Danny?
That will be so fun.
So I'm going to go skipping through the zoo.
That's so fun. I think it's the small things like that, too. It's also not always some big, huge, fun moment that we're going to have.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be expensive and cost a lot of money. And matter of fact, I think sometimes the more just unplanned things work better. You can play a game with somebody and laugh harder than if you try to pay a bunch of money to go somewhere to laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
So true.
Sometimes just trying to open a can with a can opener.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That gave us a good laugh.
More dangerous.
It did. It gave us a good laugh.
I had a good one last night. Dave, you know, doesn't hear well. And I had a little problem, but his is worse. And I told him about somebody that was going to take a new position at the office. And he said, oh, well, who is that? And so I said, oh, you remember him. I said, he's the kind of shorter guy. And I said, his daughter was sick 15 years ago. She had cancer. And we prayed for her along with a lot of other people. And God healed her. And he looked at me with this deer in the headlights look. He said, we prayed for her dog and it got healed. We prayed for his dog and it got healed. But it was hysterical. See, it's not funny now, but it was hysterical. I mean, I was almost in the floor.
Okay, next question.
I think we're done with that one.
That didn't go over too good.
No.
Most embarrassing moment. Told a joke on Talk It Out and it didn't work.
Do it again. We'll laugh harder.
All right. Yeah. You guys weren't very good to me.
All right, here's an interesting question. How do you balance having hope and faith that God can intervene versus just being delusional? That's how they said it, but it's a really good question. Like, how do you balance?
Can I ask a question with the question? Is how does that what that question says, how does that work when it's in terms of healing? Because you want to have faith and hope that God is going to heal your loved one or whatever the circumstance is. Mm-hmm. But to not be, what was the word she used?
Delusional.
Delusional. I just think that's a trap we can sometimes get ourselves into. What does that look like?
Well, I think that you always believe. Jesus said, who will I find in faith when I come back? And I believe that everybody is healed. But I think some people get it when they cross over to the other side. Yeah. And I just reread something again the other day that just keeps coming back to me. God always answers prayer, but sometimes he says no. Hmm. And he knows what he's doing. We can trust him. And just because we want somebody to stay here doesn't necessarily mean that is not their time to go.
Which then means your faith and your hope is not delusional.
Right.
No.
It's just not the...
But I would always believe. I would believe until the last second.
Yeah.
Because that's what God tells us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And...
that's good.
So the question is, what is your faith in?
Yes, right.
Is your faith in getting what I want?
Yeah. Or is it in God?
Or
that's
is it...
very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was really good. You
very
write
good.
That down.
Best answer of the day.
Yeah.